This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Reverend Jerry Falwell marks a milestone this weekend. He opens a new church building 50 years after attracting his first few dozen Baptist worshipers. The new church seats 6,000. Final construction was underway this week when we came to study a leading political pastor. Sparks are still flying inside the new version of the Thomas Road Baptist Church, even though we're just days here before the first Sunday morning service. When you look inside this church, you don't think of a church or a theater even so much as a basketball arena. There are seats on either side, thousands on one side for parishioners, hundreds behind the pulpit for the choir. In between is that pulpit where Jerry Falwell will stand this Sunday, and the sound man, Kelvin Drawn, says people will be able to hear every word and see it as well.
We have two 24 by 13 video screens.
24 by 13 feet.
24 feet by 13 feet, yeah, video screen.
Okay.
I mean, this is basically a touring concert system put at home in the church.
It's time now for the Old Time Gospel Hour with Jerry Falwell, pastor of the Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
The pastor of the Thomas Road Baptist Church has broadcast his services for decades.
Okay, recipe. Here we go, Dr. Fall. In 5, 4, 3.
You can look
2.
Up old shows at NPR.org.
Thanks, Jonathan, and thank you for joining live from Liberty University.
Today, this one-time journalism student introduces programs from a TV studio at Liberty University. He founded the Conservative Christian School, which houses the Jerry Falwell Museum. It also has an ice rink paid for by Tim LaHaye, best-selling author of the apocalyptic Left Behind novels.
First, our congratulations to the class of 2006.
Presidential contenders make pilgrimages here.
Welcome. Commencement speaker for the class of 2006, Senator John McCain.
I was taught in Bible college, religion and politics don't mix.
Jerry Falwell influenced many ministers to ignore that teaching in the 1970s. He led the Moral Majority, which claimed credit for electing President Ronald Reagan. Old videos show a dark-haired man in a 70s plaid suit. Today, the suit is black and his hair is white. He welcomed us into his office, where I sat in the church pew beside his desk. Bush Country 2004. I see that map, the red and blue map.
Oh, yes.
Falwell backs President Bush, even though Republicans haven't always delivered on issues like a ban on gay marriage.
I'm well aware of the pragmatism of politics. There are times when he has to step back purely for survival reasons.
Do you ever wonder if they're taking advantage of you?
Well,
or using
I'm really too old to be used.
Although they tell you that they support your position in an election year, you support them, and then it gets to be the off year, and it's not at the top of their agenda anymore.
Whenever it's a major problem, and I think that we are being misled, I pick up the phone and call whoever I need to call and take care of it.
Jerry Falwell adds that White House officials call him to explain what they're doing. As we spoke, a thunderstorm shook the hills around the minister's office. Why do you think that many Americans, majorities according to polls, and even many evangelicals, have become frustrated with the president?
Well, whoever is sitting in the White House, especially in a second term, when gas goes up to $3 a gallon, and Katrina, whenever we're at war, that person sitting in the White House gets the brunt of the accusations.
When there are disasters, September 11, Hurricane Katrina. Do you believe the United States is being punished?
No. God doesn't promise to give us special treatment. America is not, doesn't expect special treatment. Shouldn't expect it. And we, as a country, generally do look to him. Most people do pray. Unfortunately, we're doing some things. I think killing unborn children brings retribution. I think it grieves the Lord. But I don't think God hurts innocent people because we hurt innocent people.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you make a statement at one time about September 11, stating
that
it
was? No, what I said was our secularization of America, our attempt to separate from God, could certainly cause the Lord to lift the veil. And I usually added the local church, our sleeping church, and then gays and lesbians and so forth and so on, all who have taken us away from the faith of our fathers may have exposed us to international hurt.
Jerry Falwell was criticized for his remarks about September 11 and for saying the Antichrist will be Jewish. His newspaper suggested that Tinky Winky, a character in the children's program Teletubbies, was gay, a statement Falwell disowns.
But I've had hundreds of little Tinky Winky dolls mailed to me from all over the world. I've given them to all my grandchildren and their friends. I've populated Lynchburg with Tinky Winkies. But
You've given them to your grandchildren.
Oh, sure. That's the only benefit I've gotten from that.
Jerry Falwell is a person you like immediately up close and personal. He doesn't take himself seriously. He enjoys life. And even while he's saying some of the meanest things, it's hard to not like him.
Mel White spent many hours with the minister while ghostwriting his autobiography. The writer recalls when Falwell was accosted by gay protesters.
And Jerry grinned and said to me, "Thank God for these gay demonstrators. If I didn't have them, I have to invent them. They give me all the publicity I need."
Years later, Mel White became one of those gay protesters. Falwell's ghostwriter came out of the closet and moved to Lynchburg, Virginia, and attends Falwell's church and stands in silent protest if Falwell attacks gays.
I believe Jerry Falwell will change, and I believe it'll be in my lifetime. And if he doesn't change, I'm going to die trying.
When the new Thomas Road Baptist Church is opened on Sunday, will you be among the thousands of people expected there?
Oh, I'll be at the front one in the line. I want to get a front seat so that if he talks about gay people, I can stand up and protest there just like I did in the old church.
On the day we met him, the Reverend Jerry Falwell took a few moments to visit the new church. Workers were still slapping white paint on the enormous columns in the rain.
Looking nice, but you're getting soaked, don't you?
Inside, Jerry Falwell looked over the gigantic sanctuary and had a moment to take in the past 50 years.
Well, why do you suppose that of all the churches that have started in an old building someplace with a few dozen members, that it's been yours that has grown to this proportion with 6,000 seats in front of us here?
Well, humanly speaking, I have always tried to use the most advanced technology that was available at the moment. We started the church on one Sunday, June 17, 1956. Within 3 weeks, we're on daily radio. And within 3 months, we're on television. And you talk about some of the brash statements, and none of them by chance.
What do you mean, none of them by chance?
I mean, when we say something, for example, I came back from 1985 from South Africa, met with the town council in Soweto. Well, there was Bishop Tutu riding around in a limousine. So when I came back to New York and landed, at that time he was a patron saint. And so if you wanted to get every newspaper in America, all you had to do was say something about him. So my first line was, we don't need to disenfranchise, we don't need to starve the people, and we don't need to listen to Tutu because everybody thinks he's a phony, and so do I. I was on Nightline a few days later and doing with Jesse Jackson a one-hour Nightline instead of 30 minutes. A pastor needs to be media savvy if he's going to reach everybody.
And you're saying you get attention for remarks like that.
Oh, sure.
And there's
connection
between outrageous remarks and this huge sanctuary that we see here today.
Oh, no question about it. It's I don't mean to be ugly and harsh, but to be forthright and candid. And the result is that people that don't like you start listening.
The Reverend Jerry Falwell sees his enemies as a gift to him, just as his enemies may sometimes see Jerry Falwell as a gift to them. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.